Newcastle's best childhood centres, the Little Unicorn. Explore, play, discover, grow. Enrol now. Supporting Newcastle's only mum's radio show.
I got it from my mama.
With Beck and Sarge.
Such a crazy time of year. Welcome to Mama Relax. And we don't mean drink a green juice. We mean don't be stressed out. We're going to get into that soon. We're going to talk to Jodie J. Hill, who's a comedian and broadcaster and also one of the most relaxed solo mamas I know with two boys. I don't know how she does it.
No, me neither.
Let's read our review of the week, shall we? This is from Jen BC, and she says, love it, capitals with an exclamation mark.
Excellent. She's yelling at us nicely.
Love it! That was really cathartic. Do you want to have a go? Let's
no.
do it together. Come on. One, two, three. Love it! You were holding back.
I was.
Okay. Sarge and Becca, awesome. Love hearing the latest podcast. And the show allows me those few moments of me time! Exclamation mark. Thank you so much for your review. And please write one on the Apple Podcasts app. It keeps us afloat. Coming up in the show, Beck, we have a couple of Scout Elves to give away from Elf on the Shelf, because you talked about the Elf on the Shelf as your family tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And they got in touch with us and said, hey, let's collaborate, which is funny when elves ring you.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And talk
yes.
to you.
So the elf boss rang, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Excellent.
Yeah, and okay. I've been being really good since that day when he rang.
Good, good.
And to help mamas relax, and Dota Spa has jumped on board.
Oh, yeah. I would like to win this. Can I win it?
No.
Oh. They've given us a Revive Spa package to give away, which is 2 hours, not crappy 1 hour. It is 2 hours of an indulgent body massage facial foot treatment.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Just
with
imagine
jade
yourself.
Stones. Oh, I mean, really.
Imagine yourself having that done to you.
Yeah. I'm not imagining it. I can't imagine it.
If you're like me, and even when you do get to bed, you still lie there with your eyes open, anxious, stressed, find out how to relax. Coming up next.
I got it from my mama with Beck and Sarge on Apple, Spotify, and nhmnewcastlehuntermamas.com.
Welcome to Mama Relax. And I have said it before, but when I say that, it doesn't mean clean up your diet and be thin. It means be happy and stop being anxious.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked me about this, Beck. I do own the Ahana Room Yoga Studio, and yoga is a massive thing in my life. And it does certain things for me. For instance, presence is a lot of yoga. So you go in for that 60 minutes and you're just in the room being present on your mat, going through the poses. But what you're doing is being there and not being in your head and not thinking about your to-do list, which is really good.
But how does that work? Like how? Because I've like attempted yoga, but I'm so busy concentrating on getting the poses right that I've stopped doing yoga.
Actually, no, that's good. If you're concentrating on the asana and you move through and you're not thinking about like what you have to do when you get home, that's fine as well.
Okay.
It's just about being, because then you're in that space.
Okay.
You're not somewhere else. So,
but if I feel that if I suddenly became good at yoga, that I would then go to the space of to-do list.
Yeah, but if you get really good, then you go to the space of understanding presence as
okay,
well.
Okay, then. Okay.
So, for example, when I do it now, I close my eyes and it's like a moving meditation.
Okay.
Just being there with your body.
Yeah.
Present. And there's a lot of practices that go with yoga that really help me with life as well. For example, just a couple of them are ahimsa, which I don't want to get too yoga-y.
You sing hymns?
What?
You sing hymns. I sing hymns-a. Is that what it was? Is that what you said?
Ahimsa.
Ahimsa.
So it basically means the principle of non-harming.
Okay.
And one of the biggest things about that, I think, as a mum, is non-harming to yourself. And one of the biggest ways we harm ourselves is with negative self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
And also judgment of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we judge ourselves more than anyone else.
Absolutely.
So taking ahimsa into your daily life of just basically going easy on yourself will help you out.
Okay.
Another yoga helpful thought is we practice non-attachment. So that's one of the biggest things that's really helped me. Or you might have heard of go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what that means is not attaching to outcomes. So I used to be a certain personality of like a really A-type personality where structure this, and then I want this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are like that, 9 times out of 10, you don't get the desired outcome you want because the universe is chaos essentially, and there's all these other factors involved, not just your actions, and you get depressed about it.
Yes.
Because you don't get the outcome you want. So non-attachment means that you don't attach to outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have goals and things like that, but when they turn out not in your favor, you don't get upset because you don't actually think that it will.
Okay.
So yeah. For example, I lost a massive job once and I'd strived for years to be really good at the job. And then my boss told me when he delivered the news that I wasn't having the job anymore, he told me the news and I laughed because my yogi was like, ah, ha, ha, like the universe is so unpredictable. This is really funny. And he looked at me and he goes, oh, my goodness, I thought you would cry. I so thought you would cry. I can't believe you didn't cry. And I said, there's more to life than this job. And that's something you do just really understand. And it's another big thing is just gratitude day to day for mm-hmm. everything you have in your life. Okay, there are stresses, but most of us have a roof over our heads.
Yeah.
And our kids are clothed. And if there's something going really bad, we can go to the hospital.
Yes.
You know, we have all of these blessings. So just reminding yourself of things that you need to be grateful for every day. And it's often something that you really need to remind yourself of because yeah, absolutely. We've got those sort of personalities, or especially in the Western world where it's whinge, whinge, whinge.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can implement some type of gratitude, yeah, it's really good. But yoga does all that because you go there and then the teacher will talk about these sort of things.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
They yeah. just bring them up. Not really like enforcing them, but they'll bring mm-hmm. those things up. Another thing that's really helped me in terms of mindfulness is one of the things we talk about is breath. So we say, how is your breath? How is your life? So if we practice a really quick meditation together, and if you've never meditated, we can do that.
Okay.
Just close your eyes for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Okay, closed.
And now I want you to work with the simple mantra of on the inhale, I breathe in. On the exhale, I breathe out. And just do that for 5 breaths. On the inhale, I breathe in. On the exhale, I breathe out. Good. 3 more. On the inhale, I breathe in. On the exhale, I breathe out. 2 more. On the inhale, I breathe in. On the exhale, I breathe out. Open your eyes. Do you feel a little bit better?
Yeah. How am I meant to feel?
Do you just feel like you've had like a tiny bit of space for a moment?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's how you meant to feel.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you could do that a lot.
Like, so you just take yourself off to a quiet room
yep.
and just sit and do that.
Okay. Yeah. Or you could count numbers. So inhale, exhale, one.
And so
inhale,
mindfulness, from exhale, what I know, two. Is where you're really taking note of everything.
Of
is
your thoughts.
Thoughts.
So
being present.
Yeah. Like so you're being present there. You're being forced into presence by your breath.
Yep.
And forced into presence by counting or whatever, and that's keeping you out of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that often happens, you know, we've got the merry-go-round of our mind and our thoughts just go crazy, especially the moment we calm down. That's a normal thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take into your meditation, often when I'm leading a meditation, I will say, if you close your eyes and you imagine every thought that you have is a cloud passing across the sky. So you acknowledge that thought, which is, oh, my God, my child needs to get her vaccinations. She yep. hasn't had it yet and she just turned one. That's one thought that's going through my head and I've booked it in. And then so I acknowledge that thought and you see the cloud that is the vaccinations, and then you watch that cloud drift off the sky and go back to staring at the blue sky. So basically mindfulness is acknowledging those thoughts and then letting them go. And through that observation, you realize that you are not your thoughts. These are, you know, things within you that happen, but yeah, they're not your essence.
Cool.
So in the long term, when you start to acknowledge these thoughts, you observe them to a little bit of a greater degree. So for instance, I could have a thought of like, wow, you know, I've got such a fat belly, for instance. Like I feel that like in my asana these days when I'm doing poses and my belly is like hanging over from my baby belly. And then I'm like, oh, judgment. And then I come in and I think to myself, wow, that's you're really not practicing ahimsa with that thought. Be loving to yourself. You've had two children really quickly. When those thoughts come into your mind, try not to give them too much of a go.
Mm.
See, so what I'm doing there is not allowing that thought to own me, but I'm actively, but I'm the observer of my thought and then being objective about it and trying to bring it back to a state that is positive and helpful for my life.
Okay.
Is that too deep?
No, it's deep. I think it's good. I think it's great advice.
In terms of relaxing. So, yeah, yoga is a big part of that. For me also, though, I reckon just having a wine and just – this is going to sound really weird that you think that someone who's into yoga because I'm meant to be all clean and stuff. But I'm not really. Like, my yoga is just really – being present in myself and enjoying my life and my children and trying to give myself a little bit of a break.
Yeah, I think so that's a really positive way of looking at it.
Trying not to be too judgy to yourself really takes your relaxation up a level, I reckon.
I don't feel I relax enough, but I seem to relax in my social life.
Okay.
So yeah. I use my social life as my relax time, and I suppose it's not really downtime, but I'm a pretty highly strung person, so that suits me.
But it is because, and you know what it is for you, your friends bring you into presence.
Yeah.
So they bring you into a state where you're observing everything in your life, and therefore you're enjoying it.
Yeah. And
you know what I mean?
Yeah. And venting with a friend is my way of relaxing and pulling bad energies and stuff like that off and having like a really good time with them. And then and then turning around and walking away from it and enjoying myself is just a really good way of doing it. And I've always worked hard, play hard. That's just what I do. And so relaxing, I don't really do very often.
That's what your version of relaxing
that
is.
Occasionally have a bath.
Yeah, and you could just look for yourself and see, you know, what aspects of your life you enjoy the most, and then you do a little bit more of that.
That's
it's
right.
just about filling up your own cup.
Yeah.
And I talk about it, but so much time, like, I don't do it. You know, there's a couple of days where my children are in daycare and we have our radio show. I own a yoga studio. I work also for the radio station and some other things. And I could take that half an hour, and I tell myself all the time, go for a massage. And then I don't, because I've just got massive mum guilt.
Yeah.
You know, and you tell, what about in those moments where you go, you could do this self-care, that little ding in your head, do it. Go for a coffee if you've got 10 minutes before you pick up the kids or whatever and sit there and just like look at the pavement mindlessly or look in a magazine.
Yeah, and put the phone down, I think, is the biggest thing for me at night. I found I'm not a very anxious person, but I found that anxiety would creep up on me when I was constantly
scrolling.
Facebook and scrolling. That's right.
And it's so addictive.
But putting the phone down. So I have this like rule, like I'll put the phone down when I stop for the night.
Yeah.
And you just have to. And you have to turn your phone on silent as well. That's the other thing I do.
I think it's a really good idea. And also in terms of, they say, not having a TV and also not having your phone on charge in the bedroom.
That's right.
And not using it as an alarm. Buy an alarm clock if you need an alarm, because often if you wake up in the night, if you've had to go and attend to your babies or something, you'll come back and then there's that, you know, you're not quite asleep yet again, and there's that chance just to get onto your phone and scroll, and you'll just...
That's right. Absolutely. Good advice.
You'll just stay awake in the blue light. So... You know, just quickly before we chat to Jodie J. Hill, who will have lots of more practical, not wishy-washy advice for you like me, if you grab your hand and just place your palm in the center of your forehead and press it really hard and then breathe, that supposedly is meant to take you into a state of relaxation. I think it quite works. Do you feel that? Or when you do something stupid, you just hit your palm on your head and you go, "Doh!"
Yeah.
I Got It From My Mama with Beck and Sarge on Apple, Spotify and NHMNewcastleHunterMamas.com.
A big thanks to our sponsors, the Little Unicorn Early Education Centres at Broadmeadow and also Honeysuckle, soon to be Charlestown Square. Unlike large franchise-operated centres, the Little Unicorn is family-owned and locally operated. The staff live and work in the communities they serve, and their kids attend the Little Unicorn themselves, as do mine. So you know that they have the children's best interests at heart. Enroll now. A couple of places left for next year. TheLittleUnicorn.com.au.
I Got It From My Mama with Beck and Sarge on Apple, Spotify and NHMNewcastleHunterMamas.com.
Mama Relax with Jodie J. Hill. We've entitled this episode that, and it don't get us wrong, it's not about drinking green juice. It's about not being highly strung. So if Mama Relax to you is being nude on the couch, having a glass of Moet with a donut, that's cool. That's what we're about. So this is just how to relax as a mum and not be highly strung.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. And someone I think has had many trials in her life and remains smiling is my friend... fellow comedian and broadcaster Jodie J. Hill and auctioneer now. I mean, what can't she do?
I have tried to auction off my children.
I think we all have.
How old
going
are you?
Going once, going twice. Are you all silent? Are you all finished?
You couldn't even coerce someone to fake bid for your kids. No, that's not true. Your children are beautiful. And how old are they now, Jodie?
I have a 13-year-old.
What?
And I've actually just left him in the cinema by himself.
Awesome.
Yes.
And just said, you know, just make a lot of noise.
Yeah.
I think I've taught them from a young age to make a lot of noise, because when you're scared, you go quiet.
Oh, so, that's true, actually.
You know, when you push them on the swing, make them yell out their fear.
Oh,
you know, when you run naked through the house, make them yell out their fear. That's something I threaten my children with. I'm like, if you don't be quiet, I'm going to do a nudie one.
Really? I'm always nude in the house. That's, and they think idea. It's funny. We'd rub our bellies together and all that. But obviously, like, when they get older, they'll be like, this is gross, Mum.
Gorgeous. Yeah. And my other one is 9.
Oh, wow. They're growing up so much.
They do. They do, girls. They do. For your the new mamas, I was going to finish with this, but I might as well start in case I peak.
Yeah.
The days are long, but the years are short. So,
that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a mantra.
I can tell you the days are very, very, very long right now, though.
Is that something you used to tell yourself to get through, Jodie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the question?
Is that something you used to tell yourself to get through? Just,
yeah.
It was like one of your inner mantras?
That's right, inner mantras, and, you know, be careful what you wish for.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, I've always wanted to host the Muppet Show, and sometimes you look around and go, good God.
It happens.
What is Beaker Fozzie, and I'm Miss Piggy? We're all having fun. So it's to give in to the madness, girls.
Yeah, I often, there's times, and I think, like, my yoga has taught me that in terms of, like, presence, but there's times where, you know, there's so much going on when you're a working mum as well, and people are just at you. Like, my parents ask me, how's your day going? And I say, I'm just keeping the wolves at bay, basically, in terms of business. But
the great Roseanne Barr, she's still alive, but she's kind of died in many people's hearts. But she used to say, if I've kept them alive by the end of the day, I've done my job.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So lower your standards. That's always a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, actually. Yeah.
That's a good one.
So in what respect, like, what's a good example?
Well, not of yours, but of theirs. So make sure you always look good, but it doesn't matter if they don't.
How about the house? How's that supposed to look?
What ages are you girls dealing with your children?
Mine's 10 months and 2.
And
two,
I have three. 7, 4 and 3.
7, 4 and 3. Okay. Mm. So I used to do... like one or two rooms, you know, presentable. And then you just, here's an amazing trick with Lego. Are they into Lego?
Oh, yes.
Lego, right?
Lego.
So here's something for you. Here's how you keep it ordered and tidy. What you do is you scoop it all up and you put it in the bin.
Ah! I love that.
You're welcome.
Done that once, I have to admit. Mm.
So, yeah, or just you just shut doors and just don't let them in certain rooms.
Right. So people come over for a coffee and you're like, no, there's a dragon in there made of unwashed clothes.
Or, you know, when they get old enough, if they can hold a spoon, they can hold a vacuum cleaner, right?
Absolutely.
So, have you ever had your kids helping Jody around the house?
Yes.
Do they?
Yes, that was something also I wanted to say. Like, I have convinced my, he's now 9, but when he was 7, I convinced him that the Dyson was a transformer. And so it just would just, I didn't know when it was going to happen, but the more he used it, more chances it's going to turn into a transformer.
Oh, that's the best. That would work for me.
Beck actually found on the internet on Amazon for this year's Christmas gifts to get a vacuum cleaner. It's a toy that actually works for your children, which I thought was pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
They can suck up their own Lego.
Correct.
Do you think it's really important to relive all the good things? Definitely.
I mean, we go to the library and we borrow books like we're contestants on a show that's only got 30 seconds to get as much as we can. And I've introduced my kids to Garfield.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cute.
You know, and so you're reliving your own childhood, obviously, I'm an 80s kid. Mm. And also Mad Magazine.
That
keeps them quiet. I don't have an iPad. Can I confess on your show that, can I confess that, yes, I was a very relaxed mama, but one day I just picked up the iPad, nobody was watching, and I just smacked it on the corner of the kitchen table and broke the, can I say fucker? But I did, so that's what I did.
Oh my God, really?
And I just calmly and quietly broke it, and we never have had one again.
Oh, and it just, you know, we never had one, and I can tell you it's just so nice.
Do you know what I grew up with? A bloody Etch-a-Sketch.
Yeah.
You remember Etch-a-Sketch?
Yep, my kids
we've
still
got a few
them.
Of those,
yeah.
actually.
Yeah, good, good. So all you could do on an Etch-a-Sketch was draw a staircase.
Yep.
And if someone bumped it, it was all over Red Rover.
That's true.
Jeez.
Keep it simple. Crack. So, yeah.
Cracky. I'm trying not to swear here, but I find that incredible. Like, no iPad.
No
like,
iPad.
You are
no,
a saint among mothers, I'm pretty
no,
sure.
No, no. Take crayons with you.
Yeah.
Get them to draw on the wall like mine do daily.
Oh, don't
start. Walls.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Yeah, get them doing chalk on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
that.
Yeah.
They love that. Yeah.
All over the couch. It's a good one. That's why we've still got one of those ugly, like, suede couches from the 90s because my partner's like, we can't get a new couch yet.
Okay. No, not yet. Okay. No. Yeah. No, that's all right. Plenty of time for that.
So, Sarge also told me that one of your suggestions for keeping your sanity was to get up earlier than your kids. How does that work when my child wakes up at 5?
Yes. Well, you might have to put them to bed earlier.
No, you know, my kids go to bed at 6:30. When daylight savings.
Mine got a bit so late. You're kidding yourself.
And
you're
it
so
does,
good, you guys. But I'm
Matthew
leaving
could,
this conversation.
He could go to bed at 10 and still wake up at 5. He is 5 o'clock.
All right. Okay. So, you know, and this is the thing where people kind of act like it's easy. It's not. Every kid does something different. But then if you can't get up earlier than 5, fair enough. You're not being paid enough anyway. Commercial radio. But I sometimes, this is another secret, I have a... Well, no, if they're at, you know, grandma's childcare, au pair, whatever, hello, I'm just hanging out in Northcote, ranting on a sidewalk. Any chance you have, when they're not there, jump in the bath.
Yeah, I did that yesterday and it was so good. And my partner had a go at me. He's like, what are you doing? And I said, I'm in the bath. I'm having me time.
Yes, so have me time when you can. And that's, I guess that's if you can get up earlier than them do. if you can put them to bed earlier, you know,
yeah,
they
do
get
that.
Home from school, you're like, oh, it's really late, and get dinner early.
Mm-hmm.
Pull down the blinds and act really tired. But then actually you...
Yeah, that's so true, isn't it? It's just like getting that one moment. And even when I was in the bath yesterday and I yelled, oh, I'm having me time, even when I did that and got back to my bath, I was like, I'm still more relaxed, even though I just did a guttural yell, you know? Like,
yeah.
I'm more relaxed than if I wouldn't have been in the bath.
On my own, that's what you're
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, that guttural roar. It does happen, and it happens in the jungle, and you don't see lionesses going, oh, I feel really bad. Like, no, goddammit, I'm a lion. Hear me roar. Your children need to be a bit frightened of you, or else who are they going to be frightened of?
I go,
this like, advice makes me feel better.
Yeah, I'm crazy. And you know what's really funny that my friends have noticed now? I'm quite a serious person. Like, just naturally hanging out, because you have to be, like, on guard with the children all the time. So I'm not much fun anymore.
No,
you know?
Is.
But but I think that's fine. I'm just a bit angry, you know, generally.
Yeah, well, kickboxing is a really good thing to do.
Yes,
have you done that?
Yeah, yeah. I've split bags, baby. I tell you.
You think you need to get it out somehow. Get it out.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I guess it's we're first world parents, right? Mm. We really don't have a lot to worry about.
That's true.
You know, there's a lot to process and to grieve, like waistlines and career paths.
Yeah.
But, you know, these little people, they're just awesome.
And which brings us to one of your mantras of always apologise quickly. Is that right?
Yeah, totally, totally. And they get it. And then, they just go, oh, they laugh. If you can quickly laugh at it and just go, gee, mummy turned into the Hulk.
Yeah, I've done it to I've apologised to my daughter before for stuff, and I think she does understand.
They do understand. But, again, I'm probably showing my vintage, but I grew up, you know, mid-70s, 80s to the mid-80s. And then I just stopped growing. But, my parents, they'd get the wooden spoon out.
Same,
they'd,
yeah.
You know, and they would never apologise.
Yeah, same. My dad one time with the belt and, like, asked me to pick the belt, which is a bit weird.
Oh, idiot. So, jeez. Also, that's the trick. I tell my children about how I used to get the wooden spoon. I never got the wooden spoon. I was
really?
Perfect.
Wow.
But my brother did. So I tell them about in the olden days, and I might say it between gritted teeth. You know, when I was growing up, we'd get the wooden spoon, but you're going to be in the naughty spot. So the good old naughty spot, that always helped. And sometimes I put myself in the naughty spot. And that's the thing. When you feel like it's all rising up, it's like, time out for Mama Bear.
Yeah.
Go kickboxing, go for a swim, have a bath, and have a laugh at yourselves, because you're doing a great job.
That's right. I think it's all just about, like, taking it down a notch, really. A lot of your expectations and just putting some wine in your coffee cup or something.
Mm.
Yeah, well, in the early days, you know, I just went, if I can achieve three things, you know, to get things back on track of what I want to achieve, just keep it down to three. You know, whether it's put your pants on, clean your teeth and brush your hair, whatever it is, and then you just start increasing that into, you know, starting your own business, franchising it, and, you know, having your own television show, whatever.
Yeah, the best ever advice. And I do, it's funny how you say that about the three things, because I remember after I first had my daughter, and it was a really long, like, 24-hour labor, and no one told me it was, like, the hell from, like, the planet of fireball. Like, Mum just laughed at me when I couldn't tell you about that. Wop, wop, wop. And I was like, you suck.
I know.
And my vagina hurts,
okay? You're not allowed to have cheese or alcohol. But, geez, you can have as much drugs as you want during birth.
Yeah, so you should. But I remember one of the nurses once, she said to me after I'd given birth, she just put on the to-do today, have a shower, like on the board. And when you say that, it does take me back to that time. Just, you know, have a shower. If you can accomplish those things and then, you know, feel like you've kicked a goal, you really have kicked one, because, you know, having kids is just the hardest thing ever, so...
It's the hardest and the easiest, and, you know, they get bigger and more complicated, so enjoy the fact that they don't talk back to you.
Oh, no, that started. Oh,
oh God.
That's the worst.
It's even more complicated. Like, one year's day, I was going, okay, I've got two boys and I'm a sole mama. And I said, we're going to kick 2018 in the nuts, guys, right? And my eldest son went, hey, Mum, 2018 could be a girl, so that's really sexist.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, you're raising them well. Jodie J. Hill, we feel so much more relaxed already. I'm thinking about chucking my Lego in the bin. I'm just getting up a little bit earlier than my kids and getting in the bath right now and making it extra hot because that's the way I like it. And getting them to sleep and, getting next to my extra hot man, and it's all good. This is good.
Excellent.
Yes.
Hit the lights. On with the show. This is it. It's your own Muppet Show, girls.
And, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Thank you so much. And Merry Christmas to you and your boys.
Oh, indeed. Merry Christmas, girls. Love your work.
Take care. Thank you so much, Jodie.
Thank you.
Bye.
I got it from my mama for the little unicorn. Explore, play, discover, grow.
A big shout out and thank you to our sponsors, The Little Unicorn. They offer quality early childhood education for children aged between 6 weeks and 5 years of age. With a focus on fun, play-based learning, The Little Unicorn centres have been designed with your child in mind. My little nine-month-old Lily goes to The Little Unicorn Broadmeadow. There's also Honeysuckle and soon to be Charlestown Square. But I love the Story Park app because it's on my phone. And while I'm here at work, it keeps me up to date with what little Lily is doing. And so I can go about my day and still enjoy her and her day. Enrollments are now open for 2019 and places are limited. So visit the Little Unicorn website today. The Little Unicorn, explore, play, discover, grow. Now to help you relax, you're welcome. We've teamed with Endota Spa. Oh, the best spa in Newcastle, Green Hills Katara, and also Newcastle. You can win a Revive Spa package with us today. You get an indulgent body massage, facial, and foot treatment. Oh, my God. This is actually this is turning me on a little bit, like more than a hot man would, just thinking about this.
Absolutely, it would.
It'll relieve your tension while hydrating your skin. Warm jade stones heal the body, while jade vitality rollers invigorate the skin. Nail care and polish complete this.
How cool is that?
I know. So revitalizing head-to-toe treatment. Yes.
That's great. Because normally you walk out all disgusting.
That's
and
true and quite disheveled.
That's right. This is excellent.
They're doing you up as well.
I love that.
Polishing the old boot.
Which I certainly need some polishing.
Get the polish on me ASAP. By the way, you guys aren't an old boot. I just feel like that. Also, you can get 10% off any product at the moment when you mention NHM. So send your man in there.
Mm.
Because men, God knows it, they need direction at this time of year. Don't
Absolutely.
Let them buy you some crappy Britney Spears perfume.
Isn't that meant to be good?
But then, Beck, when someone asks
Not that I want
you,
it, I'm just saying.
When someone asks you, you have to say I'm wearing Britney Spears.
I know,
and get your
true.
Umbrella out.
That's quite true. Mm, yes, I hadn't thought about it that way.
Speaking of which, we spoke about Elf on the Shelf during our Christmas traditions episode, and if you haven't checked that out, check it out. And Elf on the Shelf gave us a call, the chief elf. And he said, we've got 5 Scout Elves to give away. So all you need to do is message us, Scout Elf, and you'll go into the draw to win that. And also post a picture of what you do with your elves on our Facebook page.
Yeah, because I need tips.
And if you want the Mama Relax special, just message us on the Facebook page, NHM Newcastle Hunter Mamas, and write in capitals, I want to relax! If you don't know, by the way, about Elf on the Shelf, it's a popular children's illustrations book, Elf on the Shelf. It's returned to Australia to add magic to your Christmas. And it's available. They call them adoption centres because an elf is for life. Mm-hmm. You have to remember that. You can get one at Westfield and also Christmas shops. Forever Christmas in Mayfield has one.
The idea behind the elf is that basically helps me control my children in December. So he arrives in December And he comes,
a bit on the mic.
And he comes with a little bit of Christmas magic. And so
does he yell at them?
He does not yell at them. Wow. He does not move because he is magic.
Oh,
he each night he returns to the North Pole and gives Santa an update on what the children have been up to and how good they've been. And it's vitally important in these closing days of Christmas that they are all good. And then each morning he returns first thing before they wake up, and he comes back to be sitting in some strange place in the house. So the other day my elf was shaving, and another way, another day he was making flower angels. And then the kids made a great mess, so that one won't happen again. But he's very good. He does report back.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay. So elfontheshelf.com.au. And next week, we have your Christmas covered in terms of food. What you should put
Can't
on the table.
Wait.
Get me some prawns. Oh, yeah. Mm. I got it from my mama. How about you?
I got it from my mama with Beck and Sarge on Apple, Spotify, and NHM Newcastle Hunter Mamas.com.